This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you from our best-selling book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Grandparents. You know, there's such mutual admiration between grandchildren and grandparents, and grandparents may not even know how powerful they are as role models and confidants and purveyors of advice and wisdom. Children will often confide in their grandparents and not their parents. And grandparents can be the keepers of some important secrets. In the case of Christy Cacciarella, her great-grandmother was the one she turned to, literally, in the middle of the night. Now, Christy had been given her own room, which was very exciting for her. But then she realized that it was scary walking to her new bedroom because it was in her family's partly unfinished basement. So then Christy's great-grandmother moved into the other bedroom in the partly unfinished basement, and that made things better. She had actually come to live with the family to help watch the kids. But now that she was down in that basement and Christy was still scared of her new bedroom, she started sneaking into her great-grandmother's bed, even though her parents had prohibited that. They were afraid that Christy would never learn to sleep on her own if she slept with her great-grandma every night. So one night, Christy was woken up by her great-grandma, who said she had to scurry back to her own bed because her mother was coming down the stairs to check on her before going to bed herself. And after that, Christy would wait every night until her great-grandma said that it was safe to come to her room, because her great-grandma didn't want to get in trouble with Christy's mother either. And then every morning, her great-grandma would wake her up and send her back to her bed before her mother came downstairs to get her up for school. Christy says, "She continued to patiently wake me up every morning to go back to my own bed. Because of her, I never had to sleep by myself, and I still had the benefit of my own room." So then a year later, they moved to a different house, and Christy's mom told her that she'd have to give up having her own room and she'd have to share again. And Christy was disappointed that she would have to share a room with her sister again, until her mother explained that no, she'd be sharing a room with her great-grandma. Well, Christy was so relieved, and she said, "Thanks, Mom." And her mom replied with a twinkle in her eye, "Oh, no problem. And just think, you won't have to sneak in to sleep with her anymore."
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Loretta Shun learned about a grandmother's role the evening that her mother gave her 5-year-old daughter a bath. After the sounds of the bath stopped, Loretta heard what seemed to be a serious whispered conversation. And after bath time, her mother came out to the kitchen, and when she joined her in putting away the leftovers, she told Loretta that she and little Francesca had had a talk. And then she told Loretta, "I just want you to know that everything is all right." "What do you mean everything is all right? I didn't know anything was wrong," said Loretta. "No, it's all good. She just needed to talk," her mom said with confidence. So Loretta's mother refused to tell her what she had discussed with Francesca, other than that everything was okay. They had been through a lot in Francesca's first 5 years of life because her grandmother and her father had cancer, and then her father lost his job. And Loretta had worried about all the stress that little girl was living through. And yet, she didn't want to talk about it with her parents, only with her grandmother. Loretta asked her mom, "Why couldn't she ask me?" And her mother replied that she had asked Francesca the very same question. And the little girl had said, "I know my mom and dad love me, but their job is to decide if I'm doing right or wrong. You, Nana, just need to love me." It's been 32 years now, and Loretta is looking forward to now being that keeper of secrets for her grandsons. Because, as she says, a grandparent's job is not to judge, but to simply love. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul Grandparents. We'll be sharing some other stories from the book in our free daily newsletter. So if you want to have a free story delivered to your email inbox every day, go to chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button. And there you'll see a way to sign up for the newsletter. And you'll actually find a bunch of choices. We have a daily story newsletter, and we also have 3 weekly newsletters with stories about pets, busy moms, and fighting cancer. I'm sharing 15 stories in total from our grandparents' book with you on the podcast. So keep listening for more of them, and also be sure to listen to past episodes so you get to hear all of those stories too. Come back for our next episode to hear 2 more stories about parenting from our new book about running and walking. You'll hear how parents used running as a way to create family bonds and get their kids to stop looking at those screens all the time.